So what then said, okay, Al Purdy is going to be next? Like, what was the thing that said?
Well, I was teaching the Canadian literature, and we'd had a course before I came called, I came here in 72, the course before that was called Canadian and Commonwealth, and that's a pretty big span, so there'd be one or two books taught. This was the first time that the people were actually teaching all Canadian literature, and I found Al Purdy's poetry really refreshing, and it was exciting. It was kind of nationalistic, and remember that this is a pre-nationalistic time. We've had Expo 67, which has got everybody quite excited. The Manitoba school system, which had by 1966. There was hardly a Canadian poem or a story anywhere from kindergarten to grade 12. And suddenly they were redoing, and I was working with the Department of Education, making new Canadian literature courses. And so all sorts of excitement, all kinds of nationalism. Purdy, who was full nationalist, who wrote poems in which a hockey player playing on the St. Lawrence gets a breakaway, and he's going so fast that he goes all the way across the country out to Vancouver and up north to the Arctic and around, and comes back in and scores. You know, those are the kinds of things, and they were poems of sort of ordinary and working men, and you know, the about getting drunk in beer parlors, and those were the kinds of things. So we got Purdy, and then we got Croce after that, and then Amy Signaski, and Daphne Marlett, and Francois. And but then they really shut down the program after that, and they didn't give you a full year writer. You could get them for a half a year, and then the salaries, which were pretty good in those days, dropped considerably for people, so that it was people couldn't really, unless you were sort of alone and willing to live in one room, you couldn't make it as a writer in residence.